Section 6. Turns. Many motor vehicle crashes are caused by improper turns. In general, take the following steps to ensure safe turning. 1. Plan for the turn. Do not turn suddenly. 2. Signal your turn at least 100 feet before making the turn. On a highway, signal at least 500 feet before a turn. It is best to signal before you apply your brakes to make your intentions known to other drivers. 3. Reduce your speed. 4. Check your mirrors for traffic behind you and check the blind spot on your turning side. 5. Give the right of way when necessary. 6. Complete the turn carefully, and make sure you turn into the proper lane. Turns on red. After coming to a complete stop at a red traffic light, you are allowed to turn right on red after giving the right of way to pedestrians and other vehicles, unless a NOTURNONRED sign is posted. You may turn left on red following the same rules only if you are turning from a one-way street onto another one-way street. U-turns. A U-turn is a tight left turn that reverses your direction. Always use added caution when reversing your direction. Unless a NOTURN sign is posted, you are allowed to make a U-turn as long as your path is clear and it is safe to do so. You may only make a U-turn from the lane closest to the centerline. Make sure you have enough room to complete the turn. Don't create a hazard for oncoming vehicles. Do not attempt a U-turn at the crest of a hill, near a curve, or at any other point at which you or other drivers cannot see from 500 feet away. Left turns from center lanes. On some two-way roads, a center lane may be marked as a common left turn lane to be used by vehicles in both directions. You may not travel in a center turning lane. Right-of-way rules. This section summarizes many right-of-way rules. Other related rules, like giving the right-of-way to emergency vehicles, are presented in the appropriate sections of this chapter. So-called right-of-way rules help drivers decide how to handle traffic situations that are not determined entirely by signs or signals. These rules are based on safety and courtesy and they do not give you any rights. Remember, the right-of-way is something you give, not take. If another driver fails to follow these rules in a certain situation, you should always give the right-of-way to ensure safe operation. Pedestrians. You must always yield to pedestrians who are walking in or crossing a roadway. Also note these rules concerning pedestrians. If you are stopped at a traffic signal and the light turns green, you must yield to any pedestrians already in the crosswalk before proceeding. When turning, look for pedestrians crossing your intended path. Pedestrians have the right of way if using a sidewalk or crossing a driveway or an alley. Always stop for a blind pedestrian at a street crossing. Remain stopped until the person has safely crossed. Do not honk or wave the person on. Never pass another stopped vehicle. Blind pedestrians may use a white cane or a guide dog. The white cane law requires you to stop completely for a blind pedestrian crossing a street. Intersections not controlled by signs or signals. If you come to an uncontrolled intersection, slow down, look left and right for oncoming traffic, and proceed if the way is clear. However, you must yield the right of way to any vehicle that has entered the intersection from your right or is approaching from your right. Look for any traffic approaching from the left. Even though you may have the legal right of way, make sure that the other driver is yielding to you before you proceed. Four-way stop. At an intersection controlled by stop signs in all directions, you must yield the right of way to another vehicle that has already come to a full stop at the intersection. A vehicle on your immediate right that has stopped at the intersection at the same time as you. Confusion can develop at four-way stop intersections. You should try to make eye contact with the drivers of other vehicles at the intersection to better judge their intentions and avoid accidents. Turning left. When making any left turn, you must first yield the right of way to any oncoming vehicle. Vehicle already in the intersection. Pedestrians or bicyclists crossing your intended path of travel. Private roads, driveways, and unpaved roads, If you are entering a paved roadway from a private road, a driveway, or an unpaved road, you must stop first and give the right of way to pedestrians, bicyclists, or vehicles traveling along the road you are entering. Throughways. If you approach a designated throughway, you must yield the right of way to traffic on the throughway before you turn. Intersection of single or two-lane road and multiple-lane road. If you are traveling on a single or two-lane road and come to an intersection with a larger road, you must yield the right of way to vehicles driving on a divided highway or a roadway with three or more lanes. Rotaries. Because only a few states in America have traffic rotaries, traffic circles, many drivers are unfamiliar with rotaries' right-of-way rules. Be especially careful and generous when extending the right-of-way to other drivers in and near rotaries. When you approach a rotary, you must yield the right-of-way to any vehicles already in the rotary. If traffic in the rotary is heavy, stop at the edge of the rotary and wait until you can enter safely. School buses. Yellow school buses have flashing red lights and stop signs that fold out from the driver's side. School pupil transport vehicles, like vans, station wagons, or family sedans, have flashing red lights and school bus signs on their roof. School bus drivers use these warning signals when letting pupils on and off the vehicle. No matter which side of the road you are traveling on, if you come upon a school bus or a school pupil transport vehicle with its lights flashing and a stop sign extended, you must stop. It's the law. Remain stopped until the lights stop flashing or the stop sign folds back. A first violation of this law can result in license suspension and a fine of $250. Even after the warning signals have stopped, you should proceed slowly and continue to search for children that could be crossing. The only exception to this law is if a school bus has stopped on the other side of a divided highway with a barrier between travel directions. In this case, you do not have to stop. Buses and trolleys. Especially in urban areas, you must take extra care when driving near public transport buses and trolleys. Buses stop frequently. Be courteous and make way for buses signaling to pull away from bus stops. State law is very specific about driving near trolleys and their tracks. If you come to a trolley letting passengers on or off, you must not drive any closer than within 8 feet of the trolley passenger step. Look for oncoming trolleys before crossing any tracks. Do not turn in front of a trolley if one is approaching. Maintain a safe distance between your motorcycle and a trolley if the trolley is sharing the roadway. A trolley's path is limited to the tracks. A trolley driver cannot swerve to avoid you. Road workers and repair crews. Although road construction and maintenance sites are often well posted with warning signs, you must take extra care to ensure the safety of anyone working on a roadway. Orange warning signs and work equipment usually means that people are on foot nearby. Follow roadwork signs carefully and stay alert. Look for sudden changes in road direction or condition. Be prepared to stop. Animals and horse-drawn vehicles. Always give the right of way to any animal that someone is leading, riding, or driving. Animals are easily frightened by motor vehicles, so when you approach any animal or horse-drawn vehicle, reduce your speed. If the animal or vehicle is coming toward you or is crossing your path, stop and allow the animal to pass. If the animal or vehicle is traveling in the same direction you are, allow plenty of room for passing safely and use reasonable speed. Do not sound your horn or make a loud noise. If the animal you are passing appears frightened, you must pull your vehicle to the roadside and stop. Proceed only when it is safe. You must stop if a rider or driver signals you to do so. In rural areas, take extra care when passing hayrides, which are usually animal-drawn and carrying several passengers. Slow-moving vehicles. Most farm vehicles, construction rigs, and other slow-moving vehicles have orange warning signs mounted to the rear of the vehicle. If you approach such a vehicle, reduce your speed and use the same caution you would with bicyclists and pedestrians. Allow plenty of space around the vehicle if you plan to pass. Funeral processions. If you meet a funeral procession on a roadway, you must yield the right of way until all vehicles in the procession have passed. It is illegal to cut through or disrupt any vehicles in a funeral procession. Parking regulations. Parking regulations are generally determined by state law but are enforced by local cities and towns. If you are parking in a business or residential district, you must position your vehicle within 12 inches of the curb, except where angled parking is allowed. Parking spaces on roadway edges are often marked by white road lines. You must park your vehicle between these lines. In Massachusetts, you may not park your vehicle in certain places, including in a zone posted with a no parking, no standing, or no stopping sign. In a bus stop or taxi stand. In a zone and at a time posted for street cleaning. In a posted loading zone. Within 20 feet of an intersection. In a crosswalk, in front of a driveway, or in front of a handicap access ramp. In a zone posted for HPDV parking only, disabled person plates or placards, disabled veteran plates. Violating this parking regulation carries a heavy fine. Within 10 feet of a fire hydrant or fire lane. On a sidewalk, curb, center traffic island, or median. During a weather or roadway emergency. Facing the wrong way against traffic. On a state or an interstate highway, unless authorized. On a roadway in a rural area or outside a thickly settled district. In a traffic lane next to a row of parked vehicles, double parked. To make non-emergency repairs to your vehicle. If you violate a parking regulation, you may receive a citation with a fine. Unpaid parking tickets will prevent you from renewing your license or vehicle registration. Parking meters. Many public parking spaces are regulated by coin-fed meters. Meter regulations are usually in effect during posted days and hours. Also, in most areas a maximum time limit is posted. If you exceed the limit or fail to pay the meter fee, you may be issued a parking citation. Parking permits. Many cities and towns in the state issue special parking permits to residents. Certain residential streets have resident permit parking only signs. If you do not have a permit or a special visitor's placard, you may not park in these zones. Contact your local community for information on obtaining a permit. MISC. Rules of the road. The following are motor vehicle traffic laws that have not been covered in a specific section. It is illegal to drive on a bet or wager. Engage in drag racing. Throw garbage or glass onto a roadway or onto public or private land. Throw lighted cigarettes or anything else from a motor vehicle that can cause a fire near a forest or open field. Bypass or cut out a motor vehicle's muffler system. Send or read an electronic message. You must return used motor oil, transmission fluid, and other hazardous materials to the place you bought the materials. The garage or store that sold you the goods is responsible for disposing of the goods. Being in shape to ride. Whether it be in the form of beer, wine, or hard liquor, alcohol is a depressant that slows your reflexes, increases your reaction time, and distorts your vision and judgment. At the same time, alcohol often makes you feel more confident about your riding ability, causing you to take chances while riding that you normally would not take. This is a dangerous combination that often leads to serious motor vehicle accidents and tragic deaths. Even one alcoholic drink can affect your ability to ride safely. The effects of alcohol can increase significantly if you are tired, emotionally upset, or have not eaten. No one is immune from the effects of alcohol consumption. Despite the rider's efforts to concentrate, one's ability to operate any vehicle safely is impaired after drinking. Alcohol is a drug that reduces the mental faculties and motor skills of all operators. Blood alcohol content, BAC. When you drink an alcoholic beverage, your body works hard to eliminate the alcohol from your system. You do not digest alcohol as you do food. Alcohol is processed by your liver and kidneys, and this process takes time. There is no quick way to remove the alcohol from your system. Drinking black coffee, taking a cold shower, exercising, or eating might make you feel more alert after drinking alcohol, but none of these actions has any effect on how quickly alcohol leaves the body. Ideally, if you have had any alcoholic beverage, you should not ride or operate any motor vehicle. Determining exactly what is too much alcohol can be difficult. The amount of unprocessed alcohol in your body is measured as blood alcohol content, BAC, which can be determined by blood or breath test analysis. Your BAC depends on several factors. Your body weight. How much alcohol you have had to drink. The amount of food consumed prior to drinking alcohol. The length of time you have been drinking alcohol. The speed at which your body processes alcohol. Every person processes alcohol differently. Regardless of the type of alcoholic beverage consumed, the critical factor is the amount of alcohol consumed in a certain time period. Each of the following drinks contain about the same amount of alcohol, about half an ounce. 12-ounce beer. 4-ounce glass of wine. 1-ounce serving of 80-proof liquor. Any one of these drinks can increase the average person's BAC by 0.02%. If you consume more than one drink per hour, your BAC starts to rise, and only the passage of time will rid you of the effects of alcohol. Alcohol tests. According to the Massachusetts implied consent law, every licensed operator in the state agrees to consent to a breathalyzer or blood test under certain circumstances. If you are stopped by a police officer who believes you are operating a motor vehicle or motorcycle under the influence of alcohol or drugs, the officer has the right to ask you to perform a field sobriety test. Submit to a breathalyzer or blood test to calculate your BAC, if placed under arrest. If you take a breathalyzer test and register a 0.08% BAC or higher, you are operating above the legal limit in Massachusetts. For operators under 21 years of age, Massachusetts has a zero-tolerance law. This means a BAC of 0.02% is above the legal limit if you are under 21 years of age. Police officers are required to immediately seize your operator's license if you register an illegal BAC or if you refuse a breathalyzer or blood test. The officer will issue you a notice of suspension or revocation, which will become effective immediately. Upon receiving this notice, you may exercise your right to a license suspension or revocation hearing. Massachusetts enforces very strict penalties for OUI offenses. In October 2005, Massachusetts passed Melanie's Law, Chapter 122 of the Acts of 2005. This new law substantially increases the penalties and administrative sanctions for OUI offenses. Please contact the RMV at 857-368-8000 or visit the website www.massrmv.com for further information regarding these OUI license suspensions and revocations. Illegal drugs, medicine, and other controlled substances. Massachusetts laws that define violations and penalties for operating under the influence of alcohol also apply to drugs. Almost any drug can affect your ability to safely operate a motor vehicle. Illegal drugs, prescription medications, and over-the-counter, OTC, remedies all decrease the operator's reaction time, vision, and motor skills. If you are convicted of any drug offense, whether in Massachusetts or in another state, your operator's license will be suspended. Even if no motor vehicle was involved in the offense, Massachusetts law requires operators to lose operating privileges for a period of 1 to 5 years, depending on the conviction.